Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can visit us online at freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. You'll see that the main page of the site has different items on it with numbers next to them. Those items were submitted by listeners like you, maybe even you. And then other listeners can vote on whether they like or dislike whatever those things are. Maybe it's a YouTube video or a news article or a blog post, something you find online that you think's interesting. You submit it, others vote, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. Meaning we're more likely to see whatever that is, maybe more likely to talk about it. At the very least, it'll get more exposure to some of our other listeners. So go and get interactive. It's all free at freetalklive.com. So throughout the evening tonight, for those of you just tuning in, we've been sharing the five reasons why democracy will never work. And can you get a quick
recap them? Sure.
Yeah. This is from crack.com.
Yeah, this is the five reasons humanity is terrible at democracy is what it is under at crack.com. Number five, our opinion on an issue is based on how it's worded.
And so true.
We all know this is true. Number four, watching the news actually makes us, well, they say stupider.
Which is bad grammar.
Yeah, but they're kind of making a joke.
Right.
I just don't want to get blamed for it.
Right.
and by this, they show studies where people who watch the news, that the folks that pore over CNN, in fact, well, they are less informed on the issues than people who don't.
More ignorant than on average.
And number three, political pundits are even worse than the news, and which, of course, these news channels are full of political pundits.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because they got 24 hours to fill.
And then they go on with number two. The more informed you are, the more partisan you are. Think fast. In your opinion, what group of people is most dishonest or ignorant, Democrats or Republicans?
Politicians. But the statement is true. I mean, I am very, very partisan towards freedom, just not partisan towards Republican.
We don't have a party, so you couldn't be partisan.
But what if there were no parties?
Right, you couldn't be partisan if there were no parties. But
really?
We are biased in our political opinion.
Okay.
Just from the demographics of our readership, they're referring to crack.com, a whole bunch of you just said, Tea Party members are Southern conservatives. And I guess that means that Democrats or whatever, or liberals or whatever, read their
Well,
blog.
By the way, the definition of partisan is an adherent or supporter of a person, group, party, or cause. So we are partisans toward liberty.
Okay. I think partisan refers to parties.
When you're referring to the typical political usage, yes, but the actual term is a much wider term.
Okay. It seems to be from the root word party.
An
etymology there. Anyway, that's fine. They say the same about you, referring to the Tea Party members and the Southern conservatives. Polls consistently show that we think, that we as a people, think that those who disagree with us politically are simply bad people on a personal level.
I don't
level.
Think that.
Well, it's not,
I used to, but I don't think that anymore.
I have a tendency towards that same feeling, but I know that this is not a system that works. You have to respect people, their concerns, and the things that they are concerned about. And if you can do that, if you can get in their world, then you can talk to them in a manner that might actually change their mind.
Yeah, I used to believe that the government, because they do bad things, because they hurt peaceful people, were bad people. But I think that really now I've come to the conclusion that government people are really folks that are just like the rest of us. It's just that they've got some false and flawed premises. It doesn't mean that they're bad human beings. Some of them are psychopaths, but I think most of them are people that think they're doing what's right. They believe that what they're doing is the right thing for the world and for their lives. And I don't blame them for that. And I don't blame them for being, not clued into a lot of truth. And I just coming at them with compassion and love is a much more appropriate way of handling these folks and hoping to try to persuade these people than coming at them with anger and vitriol and hatred. Anyway, go ahead.
So it says, now take a look at this study, and it refers to a study here, which compared a person's average political knowledge with their primary source of news. So they, rather than just the news of the day, which the previous one was talking about, the facts and that kind of thing, talking about their political knowledge and their and the, what they're...
Like whatever's outside of what's being broadcast on the punditry shows?
Yes.
Like, what do they know about issues that they didn't hear about last week on Glenn Beck Rachel Maddow?
No. Actually, this does include people that are on the pundit shows. This is... the previous one studied sort of facts. You know, where is the nuclear plant that is going radioactive in Japan?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, that kind of thing. And the people, apparently people that don't watch the news are better at those kind of things than people
Got
who
it.
Do watch the news.
So what's this
Sad
one saying?
And weird. Or whatever. This one says, so if the average political knowledge with their primary source of news, the results are surprising. Most knowledgeable groups were the viewers of The Daily Show and The Colbert Report.
Mm.
Hot on their heels, fans of Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh. Never mind the fact that it's a pretty bad sign that the most politically educated people in the country are relying on either comedy shows or political pundits for their news. The key is that these outlets are primarily about ruthlessly mocking and dismissing the other side. And that yet they attract the more knowledgeable voters, not the less knowledgeable voter. So, there appears to be a horrible process that works like this. A. In order to want to learn more about the political issues, you must be enthusiastic about politics. B. Enthusiasm about politics means you're more likely to be emotionally invested in the issues. C. Emotional investment in the issues means a more negative attitude towards anyone who disagrees. And D. A negative attitude towards someone means that being more dismissive of his or her point of view and being less open to changing your mind based on anything that he or her says.
Which sounds like polarization. For example, you talk to a Republican about a war, about being anti-war, they think you're a Democrat. If you talk with a Democrat about economic freedom, they think you're a Republican.
And he goes on to say, in the world of psychology, they call this attitude polarization. The more times the average person spends talking about a subject, the more extreme his position becomes.
You're an extremist! Slavery!
Even if he doesn't run across any new information, simply repeating your own beliefs to yourself makes those beliefs stronger.
Hmm.
And it gets even worse when we wind up in a group, say on an internet message board full of people who agree with us, where we can all congratulate each other on being right. Researchers call that...
So come to New Hampshire and join the group of libertarian types, liberty-minded people.
They call that group polarization, in public, in private. Never mind, there's a dirty joke involved there. Of course, once you get the point where you're rooting so hard for one side of an issue that you're just short of painting your chest in team colors, then all the time is spent reading up on the issue stops being about becoming an informed citizen and becomes more about accumulating ammunition for your next argument. Number one.
No. We'll get to number one here in a little bit.
This is a terrible time to pull this off.
Well, besides, we've got folks that want to comment and share their thoughts. So 800-259-9231. But that's so true. I mean, if you look at the way argumentation goes, you look at like a debate, for instance, typically, and this is what they teach in government school, by the way. I remember they taught me about how to debate in government school. And the idea is you basically dig in your trench, which is, of course, your belief system. And then as the other person is spouting off what their belief system is on whatever the issue is, you are busily preparing what you're going to say
the next salvo
in return so you can write. You can fire off your ideas back at them. And essentially, no one actually ever comes to any persuasive conclusions from the other side. They aren't persuaded. They're just busily, you know, lobbing bombs, verbal bombs at one another. And maybe if you're lucky, someone in the audience will be persuaded. But that's kind of what they're talking about here. Is people are digging in there, and they're just trying to bolster their own particular viewpoint. And that comes back to the whole cognitive dissonance thing, where even when contradictory information comes in, that they just chuck that right out the door because, well, they already have their viewpoint, and they would prefer not to be wrong. So let's just chuck anything that is contradictory or challenges our belief system. And of course, the liberty mindset doesn't take positions on issues in that same kind of way. It's not coming down from like the top down from some political class to where we then have, well, okay, our political leaders have said this, so now we need to bolster our viewpoint. Well, we come at it from a principled perspective of, well, we don't know what the solutions are. There may be different solutions. I'm not going to advocate for one or another, but my solution involves not using force on people. Whatever comes out of that starting point is fine with me.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, The Paul Frederick White 10-point Oxford dress shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs, or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes, with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today, and you'll also receive free monogramming, an $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-point Oxford dress shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the webcam there. We've got the can and the chat room built into the same page. You can watch, listen, and if you choose, you may interact with other listeners as well, all for free over at can.freetalklive.com. That's can.freetalklive.com. The can brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GVICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In some cases, they can do that private labeling overnight, in stock, ready to ship the overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, if we get a chance, we'll get to the very remaining reason why democracy will never work. But first, we continue with your phone calls. Ladies come first. Let's talk to Connie, listening in Pennsylvania. Connie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Hey, Connie. Nice to meet you.
We haven't met.
What's on your mind? I went through a situation, and somebody gave me your number because they must listen to you a lot.
Okay.
And they felt that it was very imperative that I call in.
Okay, what happened?
What was the story?
Well, I had been diagnosed with my nervous system. You have to get that part of it first, with my nervous system being pinched and a split in my spinal cord.
Ooh,
so I had to, they gave me a pain diagnosis of a cancer patient that all we can do is try to keep you comfortable. Over a 10-year period, the pain rose to such an extreme. I honestly wanted to die. There were times when I even tried, sometimes when I begged God, and I got kind of caught up in a research at Geisinger. I call it the research merry-go-round. You know, let's try to get this, let's try to do that. And nobody, the main thing is they didn't want to touch it. So I understand that part. And I got kind of caught up in it, took longer, pain got worse, et cetera. But by a year ago, October, the neurosurgeon said, that's it. We got to go in. I don't have an alternative. Peripherally, the aim is to stop it, but if not, to put it on hold. When he got in there, he found that he had to reconstruct my whole spine. Now I'm metal from just over my tailbone.
Wow.
To below my neck. And I never authorized that part. I was forced out of a rehab 2 weeks after surgery, against his wishes, no body brace, nothing, to go home alone. My whole body, within a week, locked up. And I was in and out of hospital with morphine drips, but nobody's still actually really addressing the issue. They're just keeping me out of pain.
Hmm.
I was forced to just be at home. Everything from little 8-year-olds to 95-year-olds were staying there just to keep me sane, to keep me comfortable. At that time, and of course that's, you know, within a couple of months, at that time there were some people living above me that, a young couple, they were running drugs, getting the teenagers into it, 24-hour a day party, and we're not talking about a big city. We're talking about a Pennsylvania borough, coal country.
Okay.
And the officers, I've known for about 10 years, but they had recently, it used to be a very corrupt town. They had gotten a new police chief, a new Chris, for the better part of the 10 years I lived there. Just before I had surgery, in 2009, they had not the people, but the committee, you know, that big word, committee, had forced him out. And
which committee are we talking about?
Had forced him out.
Frackville, it was like a city, people getting together, the mayor, the people, not even professionally done, just going, look, he's trying to get the corruption out. We can't have this. We can't buy
it. You're saying the police chief was trying to get corruption out?
Yes.
Okay.
And he was kicked out, and they had a lady, chef, that actually had worked in another corrupt community, come in. And with her came, and all this happening at the same time, with her came a new officer. And I apologize. I'll go from anger. I'll go mostly scared and crying. But I would call him Task Force 101. Because he would do that. If he didn't care if your cat was up the thing, he had to come in with shotguns and everything else because he just thought something criminally insane was going on. Well, during the time, that's telling you the character, that's telling you the medical, telling you the things that were going on.
Okay.
All right. 2 weeks after that, my body, that would have been within 2 months of that kind of surgery. The people upstairs, like I said, were running drugs. They stole a government cell phone of mine, and because it was government issue, you know, it was like private. I had to have this phone back. And I I didn't go near them. They stole some other things, broke in. So, of course, you're going to report it to the police. This new officer came. He took the report, went up in the process, did get retrieved some stuff and retrieved my cellular phone, but also caught him with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think that would be pretty much closed. That's it. Within the next month, every day, well, actually within the next two and a half, three weeks, every day he was at my door asking me just bizarre questions, knowing that I can hardly get to the door. Do you go party at so-and-so? And I said, sir, what were you talking? And it would be just bizarre things. Then I found out that he thought that I was the one running drugs, that I set them up. My neurosurgeon's going bonkers, what's going on? He had three people right there in that neighborhood because they came to me to make sure I was okay and I was safe. They were business people. Said that this officer went to them and wanted them to lie on me and say that there was nothing wrong, that the Pierres were not bothering me, and that I was just making that up because I didn't have anything better to do.
So you're saying this rogue agent, this officer, was running cover for the people that were dealing drugs above you?
Sure. He had to have been because he kept saying, you're playing me, Connie. And I said,
but
sure,
never actually ended up getting arrested for anything?
No.
Well, here's what I'd recommend for you to do. I mean, it's a tough situation.
He ended up running me out of town because I couldn't. Yeah, he said, well, I'm going to go ahead and take him to court. Now, this is how bizarre this is.
Well, I wish we had more time, but we don't. Unfortunately, we've got to get some other people on here. I'm sorry to hear your story. Here's what I would recommend that you do is not answer the door for the police. There's nothing that you can benefit from talking to these people. As you can see, you know, they continually harass people. They think they can get away with harassing, and in most cases they can. And I'm sorry that you ended up getting run out of town by this this guy.
If you're scared, you know.
You got to leave, right. I mean, these people have power. They have control over others, and they're not afraid to exercise it. And good luck wherever it is you ended up. 800-259-9231. Sorry, the police just aren't there to keep you safe. They're not there to protect you. They're there to put warm bodies in cold cells. And thank goodness she didn't end up there. I mean, with a significant health problem like she had. Can you imagine being in jail with that?
Probably killer.
Yeah, more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
On 800-259-9231. That's the Staples CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You want quick access to our live streams and podcasts, go to mobile.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable and collections, consider Staples CAI. They are one of the main sponsors of Free Talk Live. They have been for many years. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, big proponent of liberty. And they can help you. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customer, treating them with respect. SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, so we continue here. Just a few more thoughts for Connie. We'll grab more of your phone calls. But Connie called with just a horrifying story of going through a lot of personal trauma, like physical problems with her body, and then to add insult to injury, this rogue cop, officer, badge heavy, or whatever his name is, started coming around, sniffing around, and basically took an interest in her as a potential drug dealer, allegedly.
Yeah. Finding invalids, and charging and proposing that they're stealing the drugs in town.
I have no idea what his motivation is or his mindset was, but nonetheless, we've talked to Barry Cooper, a former narcotics agent from Texas, who now has kind of made a name for himself by coming out against the war on drugs at his website, NeverGetBusted.com. And one of the things that Barry Cooper has said that I think is really good advice is to just never talk to the police unless you called them to come to your house for some reason, which I generally would recommend against as well.
Well, she did in this case.
But he kept coming back, right?
She had to get that cell phone.
Right, she called because she believed her neighbors had committed theft. But
and apparently was that was shown to be true.
But when this guy kept coming back, he was targeting her, and it's just usually a really poor idea to talk to these guys. They're gathering evidence. When they're asking questions of you, they are gathering evidence to use against you. And it doesn't matter if they don't have you in handcuffs. They are gathering evidence. So please, you cannot really benefit yourself by talking to these folks. You have no obligation to speak to them at all. You do not have an obligation to open the door when they knock. And if you have, for instance, this guy coming to your front door and knocking on your front door, just ignore him.
turn up the TV or whatever, do whatever it is you're doing, put your headphones on. But do not go and talk to this individual, because it just, I can't see how it would help you. And in her case, it just scared her so much that she ended up having to leave.
Yeah.
So we'll continue with your phone calls and talk to Chris, listening in Virginia Beach to WTAR. Hello, Chris. Chris in Virginia
Hello.
Beach. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You're absolutely right. These police are out of control, man. And I feel for her, but I don't understand how her, where she was coming from as far as you guys talking about why democracy will never work in this country.
Oh. Well, this is Free Talk Live. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I understand.
It's
that.
Open phones, any topic, anything
right,
goes.
Right.
We go anywhere you want. So what's on your mind?
Anyway, be flexible on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Sure. I'm not from Virginia Beach. I'm from Detroit, Michigan, and I was recently living in New Hampshire.
Oh, wow.
And I loved it up there. I lived in Manchester.
Oh,
unfortunately,
right.
It was too cold for me, so I'm just kind of, you know, staying here until it warms up. Anyway, the reason democracy won't work in this country anymore is because I got an A in American history, and we now live in a totalitarian dictatorship. We're 250 years of history, and we've gone back to exactly where we were before. You know, I don't know what happened to separation of church and state. And you know, these people, if you look in the dictionary, in the encyclopedia under totalitarian, it's when the government controls your mining, your schools, your broadcast, your churches, your transportation, and that's exactly what it says in the encyclopedia. And that's what they're doing today. You've got the Department of Transportation, you've got the Transportation Security Administration.
Yeah, there's nothing that they don't have. There's nothing that the government doesn't have its tentacles into.
They are out of control. This is out of control, and you're absolutely right. All they are doing is trying to put warm bodies in cold cells, and I see it all the time. Last June, when I was in Detroit, I went to the air races on the Detroit River, and it was just a weekend thing. I wanted to go see the airplanes. I'm an airplane buff, and you would not believe the government presence. They did a quiet takeover of the entire city of Detroit. The Department of Homeland Security had a mobile command center set up next to the Renaissance Center. Okay? FBI was all over the place. ATF. They had two...
Wait a minute, Chris. Doesn't that make you feel safe?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And why? Right. We never needed it before. You know, when Rome fell, okay, their dictators, they had their guards, they're, you know, all over the city, you know? And here we are, too, you know, the same thing's happening here. They're telling us what to do. They're telling me I have to buy health insurance, and I don't need it. You know, and they're telling me this, and they're telling me what to, you know, everything. They're controlling
every
aspect of our life.
Right, and they'll never stop. There's always a next step. There's always another program. There's always another level of funding that they need, and they always have to increase their presence, and they never stop. And there's only one thing that's going to put a stop to them, and that is when you and I and everybody else listening actually decides to do something more than try to vote their way out of the situation, because
that's
voting,
not going to work. The framers of our Constitution do not want this. You know, corporations are the ones in control right now. Thomas Jefferson wrote a letter to Secretary of the Treasury Albert Gallatin in 1806, and it said that if corporations and private banks are ever allowed to control the issue of our currency, our children are going to wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. And here we are, 200 years later.
Here we are. But, you know, there were different factions within the Founding Fathers. For example, Alexander Hamilton was more of a British mercantilist, and he really was in favor of central banking and all those things that have come into prominence today. And as our society or any society throughout history becomes too complex, eventually it collapses. And I think that's what you're headed for.
Chris, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. Look, if people want to change this situation, because I agree, totalitarianism is a scary thing. We're seeing the rise of the police state all around us. I mean, it's hard to ignore the evidence of this stuff, and it's going to become more and more difficult to ignore over time as they, again, ratchet up the level of intensity that we're dealing with. I mean, we don't have house-to-house searches yet, but just give them time. We're already seeing more police checkpoints. There was actually a copblock.org posted a great video of the activist down in Austin today and I don't know when this was filmed. It may have been fairly recently, but the John Bush and some of the other folks down in Austin, Texas, got dressed up in Nazi uniforms. Did either of you see this video?
I didn't see the video.
Oh, it's great stuff. It actually reminded me a lot of what happened here in New Hampshire a few years ago when Jim Johnson and Lauren Cario dressed up as Nazis and set up a Nazi checkpoint.
At an anti-real ID.
Correct. Right out front of the state house.
They were asking everybody for their papers.
Yeah, and so John Bush and his crew went into the Austin state house. They went into the state house there in the Capitol, and they went into different senators' offices, and they were trying to present the senator with, like, an award from the Nazis because they're... Right. And,
that's great.
And the reason why is because there's this bill in Texas that is going to create paperwork checkpoints.
Wow.
Where you've heard about DUI checkpoints before, which are kind of de facto paperwork checkpoints,
yeah.
But they are actually creating legislation to authorize legally just plain old checkpoints, not DUI checkpoints, but checkpoints where you show your papers. And so they come in there with fake German accents. They've got the whole Nazi regalia, even swastikas on. I mean, like, taking it to the next level.
Yeah.
They've got the next level, swastika. They've got signage that is, you know, pro, you know, Nazi support Senator so-and-so or whatever. And they actually have this nice little plaque made up, or this kind of this diploma-looking thing with a gold seal on it and everything that, you know, is basically they would read it off to
Did
the
they
secretary.
Did they go to jail or not?
Nobody was arrested, but at one point they were kicked out of an office or two.
I bet.
The Texas state troopers tried to intimidate them, and so there's footage of all this over at Cop Block. But it was really great, great activism and good theater as well, as they call it, political theater. And I don't know where I was going to go with that, but I guess, you know, the police state on the rise. The only thing you can do is to actually stand up against it and refuse to obey. And better than that, get together with other like-minded people in the same place so we can refuse to obey together. Because if you keep going along to get along, then you'll keep getting what you've gotten, which is more of the same. More government, more control, more taxes. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of it. 800-259-9231. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your thoughts. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey, this November. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're about $600, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Enough time for you and your thoughts tonight at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get yourself a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world at promote.freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls. Barry, listening in Minnesota to WNMT in Hibbing. Hello, Barry.
Hey, guys. Last night I was glad that you mentioned the Codex Alimentarius.
Yes,
remember
sir.
That?
Mm-hmm.
And for people who don't know, that's basically just like UN proclamation proclaiming basically the synthesis, I guess, would be that vitamins are toxins and toxins are vitamins. In the end is basically what I get out of the thing.
And that they need to be regulated and controlled very, very heavily.
Yeah. What people don't know about this, though, is Senate Bill 510, I believe, is the one, the food safety bill.
Yep.
They use those exact words, Codex Element. Actually, they use Codex Alimentarius and Codex Alimentations. And that's in that food safety bill, saying that they'll comply with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are talking about how horrible it would be for that to happen or whatever, but that already happened. And just two other quick things. I was also the swastika guy last night, and I got you off on that. I, of course, did know of the other uses of the swastika, and you guys were totally right on, dead on. It's too late for the swastika. I was glad that you, glad that you guys were dead on that one. And the other
Unless
thing,
you're
I
using
to,
it for political theater like the folks down in Austin did, where they dressed up
Nazis
to support the state.
Yeah, I'm a free speecher, too, so I'm not really hard on anybody and their symbols, but the point was is that, you know, it's a little bit late for the swastika. You guys are generally right. The other thing is, I hope to get you guys on record. What are your thoughts on Ron Paul? I'm not sure I've heard you talk about it. I don't know where you guys are at because you're...
Ron Paul is a nice guy, from what I can tell. We've had him on the show at least once, maybe
a couple
times. Maybe twice. We definitely, you know, we're aware of Ron Paul, and I think he did a great job in the year 2008 to bring a lot of new people to the ideas of liberty. I can say specifically that the Ron Paul campaign brought people to the idea of the Free State Project, and specifically to move here to New Hampshire. So Ron Paul linked a lot of people that were new blood into the liberty movement, and for that alone, he should be appreciated.
Great. I appreciate your answer, You guys have a good night.
Thanks I think that there's another guy running for president, though, that I think I like a little more, Gary Johnson.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, too. We actually had him in the studio.
I wouldn't feel bad if either one of them was the nominee for whatever reason, but I think that they could split the already small Liberty vote. I think they should get together and you know, somehow come to some agreement so that everybody can get behind him. Ron Paul's got some problems as far as him running. Gary Johnson's got some some things that could be shorn up by Ron Paul, too.
You know, at CPAC, Ron Paul won again this year with 30% of the vote, but the thing they didn't really talk about was Gary Johnson got about 9%, so if you combine the two,
really
it was almost 40% of the vote at CPAC.
I thought it was 6 for Gary Johnson, but I may be misrecalling.
It was 6? I thought it was 9.
Let's go back to Chris, let's go to Chris, rather, listening in California. Hello, Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
What's up, you guys? Hey, real quick. First question. Sorry, I'm gonna make this real quick. Is that Ian Freeman that was on YouTube that got arrested for not sitting down or standing up quick enough when the judge said to or whatever?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
He's the dude.
Oh, what's up, dude? That was absolutely ridiculous. But
sure it was.
That was great at the same time. But anyways, no, I just had a quick question, or a couple of them. How is your guys's I guess policy enforcers at your police officers and or peace officers, I should say, in Keene, because I don't have a driver's license, I refuse to get one and license or registration and insurance stuff, and I want to move out there from California. Actually, me and a couple of my buddies and stuff, and move out to Keene. And I don't know, just what's
tell well, me they're not as bad as some cops. I think that the Keene cops are a little better than, like, for instance, a lot of the cops down south where I originally hail from. From where I originally hail. And so I think that, you know, I've had a lot of conversations with some of them, and many of them are open to ideas like drug decriminalization or at the very least legalizing marijuana, but that doesn't mean they're not going to arrest you. That doesn't mean they're not going to follow orders. Obviously, there's, you know, they're the police. they're not peace officers. They are law enforcement officers, and they will act that way. But that said, it's nice to be around activists when you're dealing with these folks instead of being alone in dealing with them. And in fact, you know, it's funny that you're calling on this topic from California. We actually just had, just yesterday, two people from California make the move out here. And one of them is a free man on the land. He's somebody who's been experimenting with living life as a sovereign and has kind of has years of experience at this. So it should be interesting to see how he gets along with these guys, because a lot of us out here, we don't have that that level of experience. And so having people who have a certain viewpoint apply that viewpoint or apply what they believe will be a good solution to achieving more freedom in our lifetime and see what happens, I'm very excited to see that.
Yeah, I don't think there's a safe place in the United States for somebody who drives around without a driver's license or license plate. But I'm interested to see what your tricks are.
Right, yeah. Well, actually, I'm learning a lot about my sovereignty right now, my common law right to travel and stuff. You know, I don't follow the Constitution. It's more common law, you know, as long as I don't hurt anybody or violate anybody else's rights, I've done nothing wrong.
Sure. Guy that came in here this week, he was talking about how he wants to go up against that same judge that arrested me, Judge Burke. And, you know, he's got stars in his eyes to some extent because he thinks he's going to be able to get Judge Burke to, like, swear in under common law in this courtroom. And I told him, look, make sure you're ready to go to jail for contempt of court because that's most likely what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. I'm working on something out here in California, just driving without a license and stuff. And it's pretty gnarly, you know, just going in and got to, you know who you are and who your straw man is and, you know, just try not to... You know, I guess.
I think it's all very interesting theory. I've never seen
it
work. I've never seen it work for anybody, dude. So I hope that you can actually prove that that it works, because it's just nothing more than theory. I've tried stuff like that, and it doesn't get you anywhere. The fact is, these people don't care about any of that stuff. Yeah. They are going to do what they want to because they have men with guns and cages, and they're willing to put you in them. But
empty cages.
But that's
a problem.
I think that it's interesting to see people try these things. Maybe you know, somebody will do something amazing, and we'll all learn from their mistakes or their successes.
I love the taste of crow. Please make me eat some.
So come on out here and join the fun, because there's a lot of people that are trying different approaches. And as far as the freedom to travel thing, I have actually been ticketed for that and had my car towed. I drove around with a private plate on for a while, and I plan on doing it again. So hopefully we'll have more people out here to do that. In fact, one of our friends from the Grafton area was driving through Keene and was pulled over for, I think it was driving while his license was suspended, but I'm not positive. So he's actually going to court soon on the freedom to travel issue, and he's been studying this for years, so this should be very interesting to watch that happen. And again, being here to back somebody like that up is an important thing. So, what was your other question?
Actually, I guess you can kind of put it into jobs and housing. Like, how is it like?
Yeah, both.
Yeah, you have it.
Well, I mean, Keene is a small city, so obviously right. there's going to be more jobs in a place like Manchester. And right. I'm going to answer the question. Oh, cops are gone. Good. Okay, so more jobs in a bigger place like Manchester, which is four times the population versus Keene. But Keene, you know, has big box stores and things like that, so it's not a small economy necessarily. Okay. So there are jobs here. And, in fact, the Free Keene website, freekeene.com, actually has jobs and housing sections to help you.
Oh, okay.
So you could go to jobs.freekeene.com or housing.freekeene.com, and that'll take you to our forum in the right places where there are different links to different resources where you can hunt around for jobs, where you can look at housing options and rentals and possible rooms that are available and stuff like that.
Awesome. Well, cool. Thank you very much, you guys. I totally appreciate it and for having me with you guys.
Thanks for the call, dude. We look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire, wherever you end up, and appreciate your call tonight. 800-259-9231. But make sure that you're prepared to make the move, right? I mean, you don't just come up here with no money and expect people to take care of you. You've got to have it together. Make sure you can take care of yourself when you come up here. Of course, springtime is a great time to move. Obviously, we're coming.
Winter is at least 8 months away.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of fun that can be had when you're around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. And you can join the fun at freekeene.com or go to freestateproject.org to learn more about New Hampshire. As we go to Ricky, listening in Virginia to WTAR. Hello, Ricky. Ricky is gone. In that case, let's talk to Michael in Huntsville, listening to WBHP. Hello, Michael.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys doing?
Michael, we're doing well, but we're short on time, so keep your thoughts
going. Yeah, all right. This is just very quick. In this magazine called Zine 22, it's out of Beaver, Oregon, the article in there that, believe it or not, back in 1931, Nikola Tesla, you guys heard of him, haven't you?
Yes.
Heard the name, sure.
All right. Well, he had invented this electric motor and this special receiver where he was able to power off the Earth's magnetic field. And he said, well, that thing right there, they can power everything off of that. But, of course, naturally, that's being held back from us.
Yeah, you know, really, I've heard this same thing before, and you'd think somebody would come up with it in this world of alternative energy where everybody's trying stuff and everybody can communicate on the Internet without any difficulties, that somebody would just put it out there and, you know, make it so that people could build it.
But they haven't. Or maybe they've just been suppressed by the men in black. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We're out of time. Vinny in here with you.
Wayne, too.
And Mark. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.